主要感谢神恩典。
Hallelujah, we thank God for His grace.
我们可以今天早上大家一早能够会堂里面聚集来敬拜天上的真神。
We thank God that we are able to gather here to worship the one true God.
愿主耶稣能够赐福给大家。
May God bless everyone.
今天早上我们要用做一个被吐口水的土这个题目，做我们敬拜神互相勉励的题目。
Today we like to use the topic, be the dirt that was spat upon as a topic of mutual encouragement.
这个题目很俗哈。
And this is a crude topic.
传道你怎么可以用这种题目？
You might ask,
很脏耶。
Preacher, why do you use such a dirty topic?
其实这个题目是怎么来的呢？
And where, actually does this topic come from?
是有一次我跟一些大学生在聊圣经的时候。
Once I was discussing the Bible with some college youth.
他们在聊到的一个题目。
And we came upon a topic.
一坨被吐口水的土，你想到什么？
What do you think of when you think of when you imagine dirt that was spat upon?
脏死，污秽。
You might think it's dirty, it's defiled.
赶快拿开。
You must remove it immediately.
可是我们知道吗？耶稣在这个世界上的时候，曾经做过一件事情。
But when Jesus was on the earth, he once took an action.
他就是啊呸，然后从就这样，然后抹在一个人的眼睛上面。
He spat on the dirt.And made it into clay and spread it on one's eyes.
那为什么要做这个事情呢？
Why did he do this?
我们来看约翰福音第九章。
Let us turn to John chapter 9.
其实这个神迹哈，耶稣所做这个事情，我们大家应该都很熟啦。
We should be familiar with this miracle.
只是我们有时候不会去想到这一坨土就是了。
It is just that we often forget to think about this dirt.
我们看那个第九章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 9, verse 1.
耶稣过去的时候看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。第二节。
Verse 2.
门徒问耶稣说，拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯的罪？是这个人呢？是他的父母吗？第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯的罪，也不是他父母犯的罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。我们来看第四节。
Verse 4.
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工，黑暗将到，就没有人能做工了。第五节。
Five.
我在世的时候是世界上的光。第六节。
Six.
耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。阿们。我们先看到这边就好。
Let us read up to here.
有一次耶稣在传福音
Once Jesus was preaching.
那走在路上的时候呢？
As he was walking,
就看到一个瞎眼的。
He saw a blind man.
那这个时候呢，很多这个大家那个时代的这个以色列人呢，对于这个眼睛瞎掉有一种看法。
People at the time had a certain conception toward those who were blind.
不是这个人得罪神，就是他的父母得罪神。
It was not he himself who sinned; it was his parents who sinned.
所以他们就问
So they asked,
老师，这个人生来是瞎眼的哦。
Rabbi, this man is blind.
是他犯了罪呢，还是他父母犯了罪呢？
He was born blind. Did he sin or his parents?
耶稣说都不是。
Jesus said neither.
这个人没有犯罪。
This man did not sin.
他的父母也没有犯罪。
Nor did his parents.
那这个是为了他在他身上显出神的作为来。
Rather, this happened so that the works of God should be revealed.
让人因为这样子来认识耶稣基督的能力。
So that through him, man may know the power of God.
认识耶稣基督就是弥赛亚。
To know that Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
所以呢，他就讲，这个趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。
Then he said, work while it is day, for the night is coming.
我要趁有机会的时候多做工。
Well, you have the opportunity, you must work.
耶稣也是一样。
Likewise with Jesus Christ.
我们也是一样。
Likewise with us today.
趁着有机会的时候要多做工。
While we still have the time, we should work.
今天早上我们在早祷会的时候，小弟不是谈到一个见证吗？
This morning during the prayer session, I mentioned someone.
没有带人来布道会的，没有带慕道子来布道会的，连厨房都进不去，对不对？
And these members cannot even come to church if they or come cook at church if they did not bring one truth seeker.
你想去厨房去那个服侍神没有的事。
You will not even be allowed to work in the kitchen if you wanted to.
那要把握机会的。
You should take the opportunity.
所以说那个耶稣就说了。
So Jesus said,
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。
Work, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day.
黑暗来就没有人可以做工了。
The night is coming when no one can work.
这是一种戒谕啦，就是说，事实上他在讲说，我们要趁有机会的时候做工啦。
And This is an allegory referring to the fact that we should work while we have the chance.
那第五节说，我在世上的时候是世上的光。
He said, I am the light of the world.
那当耶稣讲完了这些话以后，
After Jesus spoke these words,
他要彰显出神的作为啊。
He must manifest the works of God.
所以他就呸。
So he spit on the ground.
我们在场，我不知道大家感觉是怎么样。
I don't know what type of feelings you have.
耶稣是天上的真神呢。
Jesus is the true God.
他怎么可以做这种事？这个没有水准呢。
How can he do such a crude thing?
而且还是不是只有呸。
And he not only spit.
你想他要去抓那个呸，他要不要蹲下来
？If he wanted to collect his saliva, did he need to stoop down?
耶稣是活生生的人哦，你要知道。
Jesus is a living man.
他也是绝对的神，他是神也是人。
He was absolutely God and absolutely man.
他蹲下来哦。
He stooped, and then he mixed his saliva with the
dirt. 法利赛人也在看。
The Pharisees were watching.
文士也在看。
So were the scribes.
围观的人也在看。
So were the officials.
跟随耶稣的人在看。
His disciples were watching also.
门徒也在看。
The people who followed him were watching.
哎呦，老师，你在干什么？
They might be thinking, Rabbi, what exactly are you doing?
接下来的动作更吓人。
And his next actions were even more terrifying.
整坨的哦，土这样跟口水，然后就抹在眼睛上面，抹在那个瞎子的眼睛上面。
He made clay out of the spit and dirt and put it on the eyes of the blind man.
这个太震撼了吧。
This is too striking, shocking.
对，那个，然后耶稣做了这个动作以后，只跟这个瞎眼的讲。
After these actions, Jesus said to the blind man,
你往希罗亚池去洗。
Go wash in the pool of Siloam.
那你洗一洗，回头就可以看见了。
Go and be washed and you will see.
你想，我是一个瞎子，我虽然没有看到主耶稣呸，可是我知道我抹在上面的应该是一种黏黏的东西。
Even if the blind man did not see Jesus spit on the ground, he must have felt that Jesus had spread something sticky on his eyes.
那耶稣叫我去希罗亚池洗一洗。
And he asked me to wash in the pool of Siloam.
我们要知道，耶路撒冷城可不是像我们加州这个平原，不是哎。
And we must know that Jerusalem is not on even ground.
耶路撒冷城是好几座山头组合起来的。
Rather, it is made up of many mountains.
所以去过耶路撒冷都知道，你要上上下下，上上下下，一会儿上，一会儿下，一会儿上，一会儿下，这样子。
To get through Jerusalem, you must go up and down the hills.
他眼睛是瞎掉的。
This man was blind.
我如果不信
，If I do not believe，
我是瞎眼的，我不信。
If I am the blind man and I do not believe，
你不要再开我的玩笑了。
Then I would say, don't joke with me.
我瞎眼就很可怜了。
I'm already pitiful as is.
你抹在我身上是什么？我不知道。
I don't know what you put on me.
可是我要再摸摸摸摸摸摸摸到希罗亚池。
But I have to grope my way to Siloam.
如果我的眼睛不能好
，If my eyes cannot be cured,
那不是在欺负我吗
？Aren't you abusing me?
可是这个瞎眼的没有这样想哦。
But the blind man did not think like this.
耶稣用这个，因为耶稣在做这个动作，都是在这个瞎子眼前做的。
Jesus took all these actions before the blind man.
包括耶稣跟门徒讲的话。
And this included the words that he spoke before his disciples.
他相信。
The blind man believed.
所以他真的这样摸摸摸摸摸到希罗亚池去洗眼睛。
And he indeed groped his way to Siloam.
一洗眼睛就明亮了。
And once
就看见了。
He washed, he received sight.
这是一件神迹。
This is a miracle.
当我们在看这件神迹的时候，
When we are looking at this miracle,
我们看见主耶稣的慈爱跟怜悯，
We see Jesus' mercy.
我们看到神的能力，
We see the power of God.
我们看到这个瞎子的信心，
We see the faith of the blind man.
这个都是一切都是美好的。
All these things are beautiful.
本来这件事就是要来证实神的伟大，耶稣的怜悯与慈爱的。
And these works were done to manifest the power and mercy of God.
可是我们有看到这坨土吗？
But have we seen this dirt?
土跟口水在这件事上，它扮演什么样的角色
？What type of role does the dirt and spit play？
耶稣医治人，事实上是不需要任何动作的。
Jesus did not need anything to perform a miracle.
有一次，耶稣要去拿因城。
Once when Jesus went to another city.
在要进城的时候，就发现有一个送葬的队伍出来。
And he witnessed a procession, a death procession.
那是因为有一个寡妇，她的独生子死了。
The only son of a widow had died.
耶稣知道。
Jesus knew.
耶稣是怜悯的神。
He was a merciful God.
他走上前去。
He walked forward.
告诉这个妈妈，这个寡妇说：“你不要难过。”
And he comforted the mother.
这是安慰。这是温暖的动作。
This is a touch of warmth.
然后去走到那个抬这个抬尸体的这个队这个人的那个前面。
And then he made his way to the front of the procession.
然后按着杠。
And he laid his hand on the coffin.
意思说不要再走了。
He told him to halt.
然后就讲一句话。
And he said,
少年人，你起来。
Arise.
那个年轻人就复活了。
The young man resurrected.
耶稣需要去碰什么东西吗？
Did Jesus need to touch anything?
不需要。
He did not.
耶稣医治拉撒路的时候，
When Jesus went to heal Lazarus,
耶稣跟他们说，把那个坟墓的洞口挪，把那个石头把它挪开。
Jesus told them to move away the stone.
人家跟耶稣说，哎呦，拉撒路死四天了，很臭啦，不要。
But others told him, since Lazarus has been dead for 4 days, by now there will be a stench.
耶稣跟马大说。
Jesus said to Martha,
我不是告诉你了吗？
Did I not tell you?
打开。
Remove the stone. 当然
这个我没有办法讲全部，就是我现在只是截取一部分。那个当这个石头滚开以后。
And I'm sharing with you an excerpt when the stone was removed.
耶稣说，拉撒路出来。
Jesus told Lazarus, come out.
拉撒路就出来了。
And he came out.
耶稣医治百夫长的夫人，的仆人。
When Jesus healed the wife of a nobleman,
连他家都不用去。
Centurion, he did not even need to go to his house.
他的仆人就好了。
And his servant was healed.
耶稣医治人，甚至死人复活，都不需要任何动作的。
Jesus did not even need to take any action to resurrect a dead man.
耶稣说，这个复活在我，生命在我，纵使死的人也必复活啊，信我的人也必复活。
I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me will have eternal life.
所以耶稣跟马大说，你不信吗？
Jesus asked Martha, "Do you not believe?"
我都已经说了，你还不信。
I have already said it, yet you do not believe.
那既然耶稣他医治人、死人复活，根本不需要动手。
And since Jesus does not even need to lift a hand to resurrect someone from the dead,
他是生命的主哎。
He is the Lord of life.
他为什么要做这个动作
？Why did he need to do this action?
让人家觉得很没有水准、很丢脸的动作。
Why did he need to take such a crude action?
他为什么要做这个动作？
Why did he do it?
他在做谁看？
Who was he doing this action to show?
他在告诉我们什么？
What is he telling us?
主耶稣在告诉那时候围观的这些人。
Jesus was telling the spectators.
你觉得这个很脏吗？
Do you think this is filthy?
你看不起吗？
Do you look down upon it?
我告诉你。
I tell you.
我就是用这个方式。
This is the way I will do it.
让你去认识神的作为。
I will allow you to understand the works of God.
土跟口水在那时候所扮演的角色是什么？
So what roles do the dirt and saliva play?
就是神所使用的工具嘛。
They are tools used by God.
就是神的工人嘛，以人来讲就是工人嘛。
And from human perspective,
以东西来讲就是工具嘛。
They are workers from inanimate. If they are inanimate objects, they will be tools.
所以圣经曾经有一段记载，有一段经文这样记载。
The Bible records.
我们来看撒母耳记上。
In 1 Samuel.
第二章第八节。
Chapter 2, verse 8.
撒母耳记上第二章第八节。
First Samuel chapter 2, verse 8.
他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。这个地方圣经上告诉我们。
Here the Bible tells us.
他说哦，这个神啊，他可以使人贫穷，也可以使人富足的。
He can make one rich or one poor.
他要让一个人富足太简单了。
It is too easy for him if he wishes for one to be wealthy.
我们教会有一个长老。
We have an elder in our church.
我认识他的时候，他是很有钱的了。
When I knew him, he was already wealthy.
哦，他们的兄弟也很有钱啊。
His brothers were also wealthy.
我都以为他们家本来就很有钱呢。
I had assumed that they had a lot of money.
一直后来我才知道。
And only later did I find out.
在他们的父子辈的那个时代，
in their father's generation,
根本就是没有钱的人。
They had no money.
哇，怎么瞬间变得那么有钱啊？
So how did they all of a sudden become rich?
为什么？
Why did they become rich?
他的兄弟啊，对神真的是很敬畏。
His brothers feared God.
是神赐给他们。
This was God's blessing.
就是他们用神所赐给他们做了很多美好的工。
They use what God blessed them with to do God's work.
神要使人富足太简单了。
It is too easy for God to make one rich.
神说要有光就有光。
God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
有什么困难的？
There's nothing hard about it.
神也使人贫穷。
God also can make one poor.
神也使人卑微。
God can make one lowly.
神也使人高贵。
God can make one honorable.
在第八节就讲了。
Let's look at verse 8.
他从灰尘中抬取贫寒人，从粪堆中平滑提拔贫乏人。
He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap.
穷人当然大家不会去注重嘛。
Of course, no one emphasizes the poor.
穷人坐在灰尘里面。
They sit in the ash heap.
甚至更穷的人住在粪堆里面。
And beggars live among waste.
可是虽然这些人他们看起来是默默无闻的被人不看不起或者是根本没有不会去注意的一群人
although they are despised and slighted by other men
可是神提拔他们跟王子同坐
God will lift them up so they sit among princes
让他们得到荣耀的座位
so that they inherit the throne of glory
这个是以人来看
this is from man's perspective
可是以神来看
but from God's perspective
不管是谁
No matter who it is,
都是神的仆人。
They are God's workers.
神只是要用你在对的位置上而已。
God only wishes to use you in your correct position.
对神对人来讲就不一样了。
But this is different for men.
在四世纪里面记载一个士师。
In the book of Judges, there was recorded a judge.
他是一个妓女的儿子。
He was the son of a harlot.
你说当时妓女是不能被认同的
哦。You know that a harlot is among the untouchables.
那这个人是妓女的儿子。
And this man was a harlot and a son of a harlot.
所以他不能被他家里的人所接受。
He could not be accepted by his family.
也不能被这个社会所接受啊。
He could not be accepted by society.
因为这样子，他在家里实在是饱受欺凌啊。
And because of this, he was despised.
到最后没有办法，他就跑了。
And he cannot handle it anymore. He fled.
这是我的家，可是我待不下去呀。
He said, "This is my home, yet I cannot stay."
我们看四世纪第十一章。
Let us turn to Judges chapter 11.
四世纪第十一章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 11.
第十一章的第二节。
Chapter 11, verse 2.
十一章二节。
Chapter 11, verse 2.
基列的妻子也生了几个儿子，他妻所生的儿子长大了，就赶逐耶和华他说：“你不可以在我父家承受产业，因为你是妓女的儿子。”第三节，
Three.
耶和华他就逃避他的兄弟，去住在陀波地。有些匪徒和他到他那边聚集，与他一同出入。他在家里没有办法生活下去了。
He cannot continue living at home.
因为他是妓女所生的儿子。
Because he was the son of a harlot.
那个是公开的。
This was an open fact.
所以他根本就是到处被排挤。
And so he was despised wherever he went.
那在第二节说到说，这个耶和华他的兄弟啊，被他的兄耶和华他的兄弟一直赶耶和华他说：“你走，你走，你不是我们家的人，你是妓女的孩子。”
Gilead's wife continually chased him out.
那耶和华他还可以不走。
And he could choose. He could have chosen not to leave.
耶和华他是大能的勇士。
Because he was a mighty man.
可是第三节这样记载啊。
But in verse 3 it records.
耶和华他就躲避他的弟兄。
Jephthah fled from his brothers.
他受不了了。
He could bear it no longer.
这个家没有我的位置。
He had no place in that household.
他走了。
So he left.
可是后来呢？
And then what happened?
后来他为什么成为士师啊？
Why did he become a judge?
是他们家里面的人去跟他拜托的。
He became a judge because due to his family pleading him.
因为那个时候他们遇到了困难。
Because they met difficulties.
所以后来耶弗他怎么跟基列的长老讲
？What did Jephthah say to the elders of Gilead?
我们看第十一章第七节。
Let us turn to chapter 11, verse 7.
耶弗他回答基列的长老说：“从前你们不是恨我，赶逐我出离父家吗？现在你们遭遇急难，为什么到我这里来呢？哎，以前你们恨我。”
Jephthah said to them, you once hated me.
你们赶我,
and you expelled me.
那你现在为什么就要来到这边呢?
Why do you come here now?
就基列的长老就跟他好言相劝啊。
And so the elders of Gilead tried to persuade him.
他也可以不回去啊。
He could have chosen not to return.
可是他回去了。
But he returned.
毕竟是兄弟嘛。
Because after all, they were brothers.
他回去, 你要打仗是要死人的。
You know, people die in war.
他回去就是要打仗的。
And he returned to war.
可是他愿意了。
But he did so willingly.
因为他是人家看不起的人。
Jephthah was despised by other men.
他的身份不是他自己可以选择的。
He could not choose his status.
他没有办法选择。
He had no options.
他面对他身世所带来的痛苦。
He had to face the loneliness that came from his birth.
他承受。
And he bore it.
可是他同时也知道我应该做什么。
At the same time, he knew what he must do.
他成为神很好的工具, 拯救以色列人。
He became a good tool of God to save Israel.
昨天做传道不是有讲吗?
Yesterday, Pastor Cho shared with us about the brother in Dominican Republic.
昨天不是有讲到说, 他家就是全部都是苍蝇跟蚊子不是?
His house was filled with mosquitoes and flies.
他这么卑微, 他怎么去传福音?
Since he is so lowly, how can he preach the gospel?
可是为什么后来很多人来信耶稣?
But how is it that afterwards many believed?
他是看到他的贫穷吗?
Did they see his poverty?
我们很羡慕你的贫穷。
Did they admire his poverty?
所以我们要来信耶稣。
And so we want to, so they wanted to believe.
应该是没有，应该是很，我不敢说没有，很少很少很少人愿意这样做吧。
I cannot deny it, but perhaps a very little amount of people did believed because of his poverty.
那为什么他们会来信耶稣?
So why did they believe in God?
因为他们在这个弟兄看到神的作为。
Because they saw the works of God in the life of this brother.
他们羡慕神在这个弟兄身上做的作为。
And they longed after the works of God in this brother's life.
他比我们穷。
This brother is poorer than we are.
他可以那么喜乐。
But he is so joyful.
谁可以那么穷，可以那么喜乐的, 还到处传福音的?
Who can be so poor and yet be so joyful and preach?
他的神是何等的能力啊。
How powerful is his God?
我们也要。
So we wish to have also.
我们也要来相信这位神。
They must have said, we want to also believe in this God.
所以他们就来相信了。
So they came to believe.
神从贫, 真的是从粪堆, 抬举贫寒人啊。
So God truly lifted the poor from the dust.
或许这位弟兄可能还不能称为粪堆, 虽然是在贫民窟, 可是意思是一样的了。
And although this brother does not exactly live among waste, he lived in the slums.
所以各位弟兄姐妹,
so, dear brothers and sisters,
我们不要说我们没有能力,
let us not say we are powerless.
我们不要说我们是默默无闻的,
let us not say that we are disregarded.
我们不要说我们没有家族背景,
let us not say that we have no family background.
伊夫他有家族背景吗?
Did Jephthah have a strong family background?
没有。
He did not.
你觉得那个被吐口水的土，它有什么好的？
And do you think there's anything good about the dust that was spat upon?
没有。
There's nothing.
如果神不用它，
if God did not use it,
它就是被人家践踏最低贱的东西。
Then it is trampled underfoot by men.
可是神要用它。
But since God wishes to use it,
世界任何的药都没有办法医治这个瞎眼的。
And nothing, no medicine in the world can cure the eyes of this blind man.
只有他可以医治。
Only it can be used to cure.
成为最高贵, 全世界最高贵, 你有钱买不到的药。
It became the most prized, honorable medicine that cannot be bought.
我们也是一样啊。
Likewise with us.
所以有一天曾经小弟真一群大学生在聊，在谈圣经啊。
So one day, as I was discussing the Bible with some college youth,
然后呢，我们就谈到那个为主耶稣做工。
We came upon the topic working for Christ.
刚好在谈这个被，刚好也谈不同次的哈， 可是正好也谈到做一个被吐口水的土这个事情。
We also discussed how we should be the dirt to be spat upon.
我就问他们啊。
I asked them.
愿意成为被吐口水的土的请举手。
Raise your hand if you're willing to be the dirt to be spat upon.
本来大家眼睛都看我。
Everyone was looking at me.
聊天怎么可能是这样的呢？ 一定是。 大家一定是眼睛，我就是我看你，你看我，都是这样嘛，很自然嘛。
Naturally, since we were having conversation, we were making eye contact.
我是说，愿意做一个被吐口水的，请举手。
I said, raise your hand if you're willing to be dirt to be spat upon.
全部的人头都低下。
Everyone lower your heads.
你不要看我。
Preacher, don't look at me.
我没有看你，传道，我没有看你。
Preacher, I'm not looking at you.
我又不是认真的，我们在谈圣经，难道都不能弟兄姐妹在一起都不能谈圣经吗？
And I asked, since we're brothers and sisters, can't we discuss the Bible together?
刚好谈到这个嘛，我就问一下嘛，不可以问啊。
Since I came upon this topic, I wanted to ask.
我说愿意做一个被吐口水的，哇，那你看到那个景象真的很好玩，全部人都滴下来。
The situation was very amusing.
你没有看到那个场面，那个，可是我真的。那个很可爱的动作，可是我觉得哇，我真的有点笑不出来，因为哇，怎么会这样啊
？And although it was adorable, I wondered why it happened.
我就跟他说，你们在干什么啊
？So I said, why are you doing this?
主耶稣对你不够好吗
？Is Jesus not good enough to you?
对，主耶稣对你那么好，如果主耶稣要用你，那是一个很好的一个机会呢。
Since Jesus is so good to you and he wishes to use you,
你们再想一下。
It is a good opportunity to think about it.
我再问一次。
I'll ask again.
愿意做一个被吐口水的土的举手。
If you are willing to be the dirt that is spat upon, raise your hand.
有个大学生。
And there was a college youth.
我不要，他真的是这样，不是我故意的，他是这样。
This is what he did.
因为我看到嘛，因为大家一头低低的。
And he lifted up a shaky fist.
我说啊，来，你愿意哦？哇，感谢神，你愿意哦？大家都投台，大家要看哪一个？哦，你愿意，你愿意
？Everyone
哇，大家哦，很棒哦，你愿意这样子
？Everyone lifted their heads and praised the youth who said he was willing to be the dirt.
然后说你愿意啊？感谢神啊
！And I said, thank God you are willing.
传道不是啦，我要问你一个问题啊。然后他就问了。
And he said, "No, Pastor, I have a question for you."
当土就当土，一定要被吐口水嘛？那这样问。
And then he asked, "If I am dirt, so be it. But do I have to be spat upon?"
我可不可以只要当土，不要被吐口水？这样。
Can I be the dirt, but not be the dirt that is spat upon?
我跟他讲，你是大学生呢。
And I told him, "You are a college youth, college student."
这个，你问这个问题，这个是幼年班在问的问题。
This is a question that would be asked in kindergarten.
我又不是主耶稣，你问我，我怎么回答你
？Since I'm not Jesus, how can I answer your question?
而且我告诉你一件事情。
And I want to tell you something.
我们看以赛亚书四十一章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 41.
以赛亚书四十一章。
Isaiah chapter 41.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
第四十一章十四节。
Chapter 41, verse 14.
你这从雅各和你们以色列人不要害怕，耶和华说：“我必帮助你，你的救赎主就是以色列的圣者。”十五节。
15。
看哪、啊，我已经使你成为有筷子打量的新器具。你要把山岭打得粉碎，把此冈岭如同糠皮。第十六节。
16。
你要把它剥扬，风要吹去，旋风把它刮散。你倒要以耶和华为喜乐，以色列的圣者为夸耀。这个地方谈到什么
？What is it mentioned here？
神在告诉以色列人什么
？What is God telling the Israelites？
你这从雅各
，You worm Jacob。
神怎么是他虫啊
？Why did God call him a worm？
虫在我们的概念里面什么
？What type of
野外的小虫啊
？What types of feelings do you have toward the worm？
我脚一踩它就捏就碎了啊，很软弱啊。
It's weak and it will be crushed immediately if we step on it。
对啊，神说你这个从雅各。
God said, "You worm Jacob."
你们很软弱。
You are very weak.
你们很微小。
And you are minute.
躲在树丛里面，甚至看不到。
You hide and among the leaves, and we cannot see you anymore.
可是你不要害怕。
But do not be afraid.
我必帮助。
I will help you.
你的救赎主就是以色列的圣者。
Your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
我是天上的神。
I am the God in heaven.
我是自由拥有的。
I am self-existing and everlasting.
我要使你成为筷子打量的新器具。
I will make you into a new threshing sledge.
筷子打量的新器具是铁做的。
This threshing sledge is made out of metal.
非常的坚硬。
It is very tough.
因为它是在打量的，它一定要坚硬的。
Because it is used to thresh.
你要把山岭打得粉碎。
And you shall thresh the mountains.
那为什么神这样讲？
Why did God say this?
神让我们成为虫就是虫了、啊。神让我们成为筷子打粮的新器具，我们就是筷子打粮的新器具。
If God makes us a worm, we are worms. If God makes us into threshing sludges, that is what we are.
神怎么看人，神怎么用人，人的角色就不一样，他的地位就不同。
But men will see a different status in when they are used for different purposes by God.
成为虫，成为筷子打粮的新器具，是人决定的吗？
Can man decide if they want to be a worm or a threshing sludge?
当主耶稣呸的时候，那个土就说马上挪开，不愿意的土全部都挪开，那剩下那个愿意的土在那边，是这样吗
？When Jesus spat on the ground, did all the dirt that was unwilling to be spat upon move aside?
没有啊
，They did not.
主耶稣呸，那就是那里就是你的，就是这样。
If Jesus spat on the ground and that was it.
主耶稣就选择你啊
，Jesus chose it.
主耶稣选择你为筷子打粮的新器具，你就是筷子打粮的新器具。
If God chooses you to be the new threshing sludge, that is what you are.
不管之前我们是虫还是土啊。
Whether or not you were a worm or dirt.
我跟这个人说，你这个问题，我要怎么回答你啊
？So I wondered how I would answer this college student.
根本这个世界上没有人可以回答，只有神可以回答，因为这是神的决定。
No one in the world can answer to that but God.
神一直在告诉以色列人这个概念。
God continually tells his people this concept.
我们看以赛亚书第十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 10.
第十章的第十五节。
Chapter 10 verse 15.
以赛亚书第十章第十五节。
Chapter 10 verse 15.
夫岂可像用斧砍木的自夸呢？锯岂可像用锯的自大呢？好比棍抡起那举棍的。好比那杖举起那飞木的人呢？这个地方，神借着先知告诉他们
：God through the prophet told his people，
斧头可以像用砍斧头、用斧砍木的自夸吗
？Shall the axe boast itself against him who chops with it？
主人用这个斧头砍
，When the master chops wood，
那斧头会跟主人说：“你看我多厉害
！”Will the axe head reply， "Look how great I am"？
没有啦，没有这样的啦。
There is no such thing.
那锯可以用像用锯的自大吗
？Can the saw exalt itself?
你看我多么锯的多么厉害！你看我很利。
Shall it say, "Look how sharp I am"?
你很利啊！我偏偏不要用你，那我锯子很多，来换你一把。
The master can say, "Since you are sharp, I will choose not to use you. I will choose another saw."
对啊，我把你这一把编起来。
And I will set you aside.
我用另外一把。
I will use another saw.
我是主人。
Because I am the master.
我锯子多的是。
I have many saws.
我斧头多的是。
I have many axes.
我为什么用你这一把
？Why do I need to use you?
他这边讲了有几个例子嘛？哈。
There are a couple examples.
棍子可以抡起那举棍的吗
？Could a rod wield itself against those who lift it up?
那不是相反吗
？Isn't that
棍子当然是举棍的人把它拿起来的，哪有什么呢？棍子把人举起来的。
Of course, a man could lift a rod, but a rod cannot lift a man.
不可能的。
It is not possible.
神在这个地方告诉以色列人那个尊卑，就是说神的地位跟人的地位。
Here, God describes to His people the place of God and the place of man.
这个道理好像很简单，对不对
？It is a seemingly simple concept.
可是它很困难。
But it is difficult.
你看神用多少的力量才让约伯明白
How much did God do for Job to understand this concept?
或许说传道人约伯早就明白，他是一个完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人，他怎么会不明白
？You might say, preacher, Job knew this already. He was blameless, upright, shunned evil, and feared God.
约伯有知识
，Job had knowledge.
可是在他最深的心里面有明白吗？
But did he truly understand in the depths of his heart?
约伯后来怎么说
？What did Job say?
我以前风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见你。
I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
他在讲什么
？What is he describing?
这句话很简单。
These words are simple.
可是，在人的最深处，心灵的最深处。
But in the depths of the hearts of men.
那是一件最困难的事。
It is something that is most difficult.
那是因为我是跟一群大学生在聊天。
At that time, I was speaking to a group of college students.
大学生还算是很单纯的。
College students are considered simple.
所以他们很容易就显出心里所想的。
And they easily express what is in their hearts.
他们害怕。
They were afraid.
他们最好的那个说，他可以当土，不要被吐口水。
And the best of them said that they wish to be dirt, not spat upon.
他们很诚实。
They are honest.
可是我告诉他们。
But I told them.
其实人是不能自己选择的。
Actually, man cannot decide for himself.
人永恒的价值是由神来定的。
The eternal value of man is set by God.
你不用去担心别人对我们的看法。
You don't need to care about how you are perceived.
有些人会担心别人对我们是一个信耶稣的人的看法。
Some may be concerned about their reputation as Christians.
我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章二十一节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 21。
二章二十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 21。
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。这个地方讲到人如果能够洁净自己。
Here says if anyone cleanses himself。
脱离卑贱的事。
If he cleanses himself from the latter,
不要再做不圣洁的事了。
If he does not do things that are unholy,
就会做贵重的器皿。
He will be a vessel for honor,
成为圣洁。
He will be sanctified,
合乎主用。
He will be useful for the master,
预备行各种不同的事情。
Prepared for every good work.
这边讲善事就是好的事，就是在神眼中是好的事。
Good works are things that are good in the eyes of God.
那做什么事就要看神要决定哦。
And God will decide what these things are referring to.
在神的眼中，我们是什么比较重要？
In God's eyes, what is most important?
在人的眼中，我们是什么不是最重要的？
And it is not important what man thinks of us.
所以保罗怎么说？
What did Paul say?
保罗他以前是他是罪魁，那是以我们基督徒的角度来看的。
And from the perspective of Christians, he's called the chief of sinners.
以当代大部分的人的看法是，保罗就是粪土。就污秽，这个世界上的污秽。
From the perspective of Christians, he is the filth of the world.
垃圾。
He is trash.
背叛神。
He is a traitor of God.
对，当时大部分的人来讲啊。
Most people thought about him this way.
他们有什么看保罗？
How did they perceive Paul?
所以保罗怎么说？
What did Paul say?
在哥林多前书第四章十三节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13.
保罗说，被人毁谤，我们就劝善。
If we are reviled, then we will speak kindly to them.
直到如今，就是保罗写哥林多前书的时候，直到如今啊。
Until today, when he wrote the book of Corinthians,
人还把我们当成看作是世界的污秽，万物中的渣滓。
Many see us as the rubbish of the world.
保罗不知道吗？保罗不知道人家对他的看法吗
？Did Paul not know how he was perceived?
可是在加拉太书他怎么说
？But what did he say in Galatians?
对世界而言，我已经被钉在十字架上。
He is crucified to the world.
对我而言，世界已经钉在十字架上。
And the world is crucified to him.
他跟随主耶稣。
He follows Christ.
我们也是跟随主耶稣嘛。
And so do we.
当然，这是我们必须要自我去灵修的。
And this is what we must special. This is why we must special cultivate.
十一点到了，我最后讲三个人。
Since it is 11, I will talk about three people.
约瑟被卖为奴隶。
Joseph was sold as a slave.
奴隶在那个时候是最低等的。
A slave was of the lowliest status.
神为什么让它发生
？Why did God allow it to happen?
因为这样子雅各家才能昌盛。
So that the family of Jacob may continue living on.
我们刚才所说的保罗。
The Paul whom we mentioned.
他是义士。他本来很有权势的，他在犹太人的社会里面很有权势的。
He had authority within the Jewish community.
他被他的兄弟误会。
But he was misunderstood by his brothers.
保罗说，他为他的兄弟宁可死。
And Paul said he would die for his brothers.
他很痛苦。
He was in pain.
他被看作是世界上的污秽。
He was seen as the filth of the world.
可是因为这样子，很多教会被建立。
But because of this, many churches were established.
很多人因为他得到生命。
Many through him received life.
埃及王子摩西
Moses, the prince of Egypt.
他非常的谦和
He was humble.
如果不是因为他这样的谦和
If not for his humility.
以色列民可以这么顺利的经过四十年的旷野进入迦南地吗
Would the Israelites be able to wander through the 40 years in the wilderness so smoothly?
他们都是被吐口水的土了
these people are all dirt spat upon.
被他的兄弟吐口水，呸！
They were spat upon by their brothers.
被自己的兄弟就被自丢被犹太人吐口水，呸！
They were spat upon by the Jewish community.
被以色列人吐口水，呸！
They were spat upon by the Israelites.
擅自双专权。可是他们后来呢？今天我们从在这本圣经里面，神对他的评价是什么？
But what does the Bible say of them?
那个是永生啊，各位。
This is eternal life.
不一样。
It is different.
请大家同心默祷。
Let's bow heads and pray in silence.
阿门。我们休息。
Let's break.